While they're all talking state standards,
we're sitting on a bar stool making fun of them.
Here we go. Classroom Brew Podcast.
Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. This is the 345th episode. Big shout out to our current Patreon members who are supporting the show. We got James, Lish, Cindy, Melinda, Leo, Adam, Sabrina, and Leslie. If you want to go above and beyond and support the show, just go to patreon.com/classroombrew. We have t-shirts and koozies and shot glasses and stuff like that, in addition to our bonus content only available to patrons. How you doing, Peter?
It's been a long week.
The Ides of March, basically. How does it go? Beware the Ides of March.
I forgot exactly how Shakespeare put it, but it's basically beware the Ides of March, which if our colleague Adam is listening, is this going to come out before the Ides of March?
I don't know. Well, regardless, what?
Well, yeah. So I'm going to have all of our kids, all the freshmen, go up to him and be like, "Beware the Ides of March, Mr."
Oh, that's right. Your fake feud.
Yeah, yeah.
How did it start again? The fake feud.
So he was just like, one day, some kid was talking about me in class, and he was like, "We do not say that name in this classroom."
This will be out. This will be out the day before. The day before.
Oh, the day before?
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah, so you better prepare. I'm just going to have all the kids just go up to him and be like...
Well, because they believe you.
Well, yeah, we've kind of ended it, but...
Like they know it's a joke? Or you guys ended it, like you guys, they think you made up?
No, they figured it out. It was a joke. But I'm still going to have them go, and they'll still do it too, and just go up to him and be like, beware the Ides of March. And I'm going to give them 20 extra credit points. If they record it,
the Ides of March.
Yeah, if they record it, and then I'm just going to put a TikTok together and just be like,
"That's amazing."
Yeah,
that's so, dedication too.
Yeah, so
he'd appreciate that.
Oh yeah, he'll think it's hilarious.
He goes about. Remember the poetry thing he did?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I almost wish that they didn't know that it was a joke. Like when I switched from a desktop computer to a laptop or whatever, and the kids are like, "They stole your computer while you were gone," because I was on bereavement leave. And I was like, they did? Who do you think took it? You got to find them. It's amazing.
God, they're so gullible. I mean, it's the only way I get through my day, pretty much.
I mean, most of the time, yeah. Oh, I'm not doing that. So before I forget, because I forgot, this is from a while ago at this point. I sent you this, right?
Oh, no. You told me about it, but I didn't see the email.
So we get an email from Anuj. I'm not sure. This is from... it says Classroom Brew Studios team. It's a la below studios, but I guess she's the founder of FeedSpot. There's so many different podcasts, like conglomerate, whatever you call it, feeds or whatever, apps for podcasts. And I guess we have been named as the number two or in the top three, when I read top three, I thought it was like, so you mean three, but I guess we're the number two for... top three funny teacher podcasts on the web. Now, I don't know if that's actually legit. I think it's just for this particular app.
Yeah.
Because there's a gazillion fucking teacher podcasts and things like that. So we're getting a high five. The most comprehensive list of top three teacher podcasts. I don't know how comprehensive that is. Honored to have you as part of this. We'd be grateful if you can share, spread the word, by briefly mentioning the top three funny teacher podcast list in any of your upcoming posts. I guess my episode is the thing itself. So I guess go check out blog.feedspot.com/funny_teacher_podcasts. And I guess we are featured in the top three funny teacher podcasts. So shout out to Feed Spot. Have very you dope. Heard of Feed Spot?
Nice.
I guess we got to keep going. Like, if we had any ambitions of quitting, now we got to keep going. So that was cool. If you want to reach out, anything that's, you know, coming to your mind, just go to email classroombrew@gmail.com. And that's where this person sent us this email. I get so much spam email on that account.
Yeah.
That's why, so my buddy Matt, who would help with editing and stuff like that, he's like, I got to take the email off. There's too many spams coming through.
Oh, jeez.
I've had to do a lot of unsubscribing. Anyway, I wanted to ask you, in terms of like the Ides of March type of behavior stuff, we had a fucking insane couple of weeks, right? With these kids fighting.
And fights pretty much almost every day of the week.
Yeah. There was one time in my first year where there was one every day for 2 weeks and then every other day for the third week after that. Obviously not like a perfect amount, but and we're talking multiple per day. This is the first time. So we're talking 7 years in between where we just daily bullshit. So I wanted to ask, do you still have the energy to redirect kids in the hall? Or like, I know you like to go, hey, student, to kids. I like to always like say good morning, or if I know them by name, I'll do that. But are you still redirecting kids that you like don't necessarily teach in the hall when they're doing shit?
When they're fucking annoying, yeah.
The kid itself or the behavior in the moment?
The kid or the behavior. Depends, too. If I like that kid, I won't say too much. But if I don't like that kid, yeah, I'll tell them to shut the fuck up.
That's like the Dave Chappelle thing, where he's like, even if he did do it, so what? It's like that. Well, I asked because there was this one kid that I had. He got shifted into a different like track of classes or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know that move when like you don't necessarily care? Like the kid was in the stairwell. Like he wasn't hurting anybody, but we are told like you need to redirect kids.
Yeah.
So I let out a big like, hey, man, you know I got to ask you to go to class, right? Because I'm a teacher and this is a school. And I get the biggest, and he's like watching like NBA highlights. Like, I don't really care, but like just at least pretend, go to a different stairwell.
Yeah.
And he gives me the, I don't have to fucking listen to you and you're not my teacher. And and it became a whole fucking thing. And the recourse on that, when I obviously wrote it up, well, I had to email because I can't write up kids I don't teach because our system is stupid. The email I sent, no recourse whatsoever.
And that's I'm like, outrageous.
Why the fuck would I redirect any kids in the hall anymore unless I directly teach them now?
Yeah, well, good luck. Yeah. Having good teachers do their job. No, so what I like to do in the stairwells is I like to tippy toe up the stairs and then catch them in the hall.
You want
to
catch them.
Yeah, and it's hilarious because they all freak out because they didn't expect me. Or what I'll do too is I'll pound my feet really loud up the stairs or down the stairs.
That's right.
And then they like all scatter like cockroaches.
That's amazing. See, I don't think this kid would have scattered for shit. Yeah, he's a bit of an asshole. I know we can't really say that about kids sometimes, but like even his mom back when I still taught him, she was like, he's just an asshole. Like, yes. Oh my God. Some of our parents do not like their own kids, man.
Yeah, well, they should have parented better. Yeah. Maybe their kids won't be fucking assholes.
Possibly. I mean, I don't know what this particular one, but it made me think, like, why the fuck, like, if we have no support on this shit, it's just going to fall apart. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to redirect this kid anymore or any other kid at this point if nothing happens. As, like, the whole thing is listen to all directions from all adults in the building. Like, that's a safety thing, but, like, if they're not going to fucking back it up, what's the point?
Yeah. No. One thing I'll do is, like, I'll walk by a kid in the hall or something or down the stairs and be just like, stop cussing, go to class. What are you doing? Stop being annoying.
Do you guys just say it all
the time? Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'll be, or sometimes I'll just be like, oh, God, so annoying.
Is it you or is it teacher across the hall that goes, gross, when kids are like hugging or something like that?
Oh,
like
I do that too.
You do that too?
Oh, yeah.
I think we are supposed to, you know, for public displays of affection, I think we are supposed to, PDA.
Oh, yeah. No, I just wrote that up, actually.
PDA?
Yeah, my seventh period class. Oh, you know the couple.
Yeah, I do.
So, yeah, I wrote them up, and I emailed our principal, and I said, can we make sure that this student, who should no longer be in honors, be gone? And they confirmed that they would move him.
Hopefully
it'll happen.
Okay.
But, I
we saw it across the front lawn or whatever in that other classroom. or whatever, and they were with the sub in there.
Oh, and yeah. They were,
oh my God, Cuddle City. Like, what the fuck disgusting. Are you doing?
No, I'll straight up just say disgusting. Ugh. Oh yeah, they get really sure. embarrassed when I say that.
As they should. Well, I remember in my first year, would you believe they used to have us redirect kids for wearing hoods?
Oh,
they could
Jesus.
Wear a hoodie, but not the hood up.
Yeah.
At one point, they wanted us to redirect that. They wanted us to redirect like skirt and short length.
I'm not redirecting on that.
Nope. They wanted us to redirect on whatever the
oh the spaghetti string
spaghetti yeah. strings. Thank you. And hats.
Yeah.
If they're wearing a hat. Could you imagine trying to do that now?
Especially now, after COVID, they wear ski masks.
No, seriously, though. Yeah. And how are we supposed to, you know, with that?
Yeah, with COVID, they'll be like, I'm wearing it for COVID.
Right. And I don't know. I don't have the solution for that. But Jesus, I'm done redirecting kids unless I directly know them. And they're going to be like, well, why is behavior even worse now? I'll be like, because you don't fucking support us.
Yeah.
In trying to do what you told us to do.
No, I'll still redirect to the kids that I hate.
But you teach them, or at least you have.
Well, yeah.
Presently have them on your roster.
Well, it depends.
And granted, I think
I mean, like even the halls. Yeah.
Maybe he's just a special case, but I don't know. How many times have we done something and we've gone through the right steps and then nothing happens?
Nothing happens.
They get snacks. That's about it.
Must be nice.
I know. Well, anyway, I was just curious about that one. What I really wanted to bring up, and this is going to be hard because we got to make sure we don't use any student or teacher names. You told me the best story yesterday. Is that when you called me with this one?
Oh, shit. I forgot that story.
The one about, so I guess this is in a math class, and it's a particular student that he's a nice kid, but he doesn't make the best decisions. And a teacher, I guess, earnestly like approaches him.
Oh, yeah.
So you want this one or?
Oh my God. Yeah. So a very tenured teacher, close to retirement.
Which you have to be for this.
Oh
work.
Yeah, absolutely. So this student who's just, he's a nice kid. He makes a lot of stupid decisions and he says a lot of stupid stuff. And unfortunately, he's just not the sharpest tool in the shed. He answered a question. And so this teacher, who's very close to retirement, who never moves.
Right, doesn't get up from the desk or like where he's direct instructing. And
yeah. So he got up from his chair and went to that kid and gave him a high five. And as he was high-fiving him, he said, "Biggest idiot award."
Jesus Christ. Which is,
imagine.
Any other context, that is objectively hilarious. I think as if I were a co-teacher in that room or the other adult, I would have struggled to have not lost my shit laughing.
Oh, I would have laughed so fucking hard if I was in that class.
Look at Marty. He snuggled all up to you. Yeah, that is the funniest thing that you could have told me, especially because I'm picturing it as he like earnestly is going up to him for the high five and he's thinking like, did I get it right? And just, nope. That is, I feel like when we were students, that's something you can get away with.
Oh, yeah.
And again, this well-intentioned individual, close to retirement though, and he went for it.
Oh, God. Well, in fact, this is another math teacher. So when I was in high school, I'm aging myself here. Hmm. So it was 2005, 2006, my freshman
man, yeah,
year.
So old.
So like, what? My freshman year, and this was the fall. So the Sox win the World Series, and this kid was a Cub fan. Sorry, Ryan. So this kid was a Cub fan. This math teacher, she was so fat that she never got out of her chair. And so she was retiring that year.
Okay.
And so
she really had nothing to lose.
Yeah. So she got in a fight with this kid about baseball because he was a Cub fan. So she locked him out of the room.
Jesus.
And back in the day, turtling someone's backpack was the thing to do. And so,
what's turtle? That sounds so familiar. So
you take the backpack, you pull out all the stuff, and then you flip it inside out, and then you close it.
Why? Just to flip
it? Yeah. And it's hard to reopen, and it's just annoying.
Got it.
Because you have, you know, back in the day, you know, all of us used backpacks, unlike our kids. So it was just a big pain in the ass because you have to.
She did this to him?
So she let all these kids turtle his backpack.
What did they get in a fight about baseball about specifically? Just like which team was better?
Oh, yeah.
The fact that the Sox had won the series?
Yeah, yeah, at the time? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so she let them turtle his backpack. And she covered the door with paper so he couldn't see what was happening to all his shit. And so, yeah, they stuffed his coat in the backpack and turtled it.
Jesus. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she really didn't give a shit at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, over baseball.
Yeah, over baseball.
Well, that quote, I absolutely am going to go up to him on Monday and be like, that's the funniest shit ever, and no one else can know about this. Like,
you got to ask Adam to confirm what exactly.
Yeah, no, 100%. How's Marty? Is he on the cable, or is he okay? Yeah, he got enough slack?
He is on the, no, we're okay.
As long as he got enough slack. He's doing great, especially because he went to the VET today.
There you go, buddy. Yep.
There you go. There's your chance to get
I'm going to get a cough drop real quick.
Sure. Anyway, good. Got a lozenge. And you sure you don't want anything?
I'm good.
All right. So I wanted to ask you, and I know that the podcast Instagram does follow some Instagram teachers. Do you? Because you have your Instagram account.
Yeah.
You have the one that you check to see, like, secretly. You have your secret account.
Yeah, I have my throwaway account.
Do you follow any, like, Instagram teachers?
Oh, yeah. I follow, so...
Well, maybe not name them, but, like, do you follow, like, ones that you, like, earnestly are following? Oh, yeah, yeah. Or... Okay. Yeah. I know you have, like, a buddy.
Comedian, my mentor teacher, who's...
Okay.
Instagram, or all TikTok famous. Who else do I follow? I follow a bunch of them.
Okay. Mostly comedian ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I always wonder. So, like, have you ever seen, like, the Instagram teachers that have, like, the perfect classroom and they all say the perfect thing and they have some sort of sponsorship and stuff like that?
Well, no, I don't follow those.
They are. What do you think about those ones? I'm just curious.
I bet you they're all sellouts.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like in the beginning of this podcast, I feel like those are the people that we were kind of reaching out to for a spell. But it became. There was one, obviously I'm not going to name the name, but I had one on the podcast, and that episode never went out because, well, one, not only was some of it just unusable because I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Some of it was really problematic. Really? And and it was before COVID, and it was one of the first times I did like a remote call-in thing. And not only that, but like, I was like, maybe I can splice out those parts and use what I can or whatever.
They said things worse than I say?
It was stuff where it was like, I don't know if they realized how ignorant it was.
Really?
Where even when I would try to like press on that issue, I'm trying hard not to like get it because I don't know if they've said this publicly, so I'm not going to like, I'll tell you offline for sure. But stuff where like, I'm also like in the early days of like doing this podcast at the time. And so I'm trying to find gentle ways to like, disagree with this person, but not like throw them off or whatever.
Sure.
Again, because I also asked the most annoying question in podcasting of, do you want to be on my podcast? And they actually agreed. And I finally like edit out the stuff that I was like, okay, I feel good about this going out. I've made them look better. I did them a favor. And I sent them the audio to be like, hey, just in case to play it safe, if you want to listen through it, anything that you want taken out. And they proceed to list off, I'm not kidding, that I think the episode was, by the time it was cut down, maybe 45 minutes. And they proceed to send me timestamp windows that essentially took out 20-something minutes. Holy I want to say like 26 minutes out of 45, just being like, not this, not this. And not all like big chunks, like 10 seconds here, 15 seconds here, a minute here,
that
2 minutes here.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah, so I literally was like, you know what? It seems like this is something maybe we could do another one at some point.
Yeah.
Never released it. I don't even think I have the file anymore because I was like, this is a waste of fucking space at this point.
Holy shit. That's crazy. But you crazy.
Look, I don't believe they're still doing Instagram.
Oh, really?
I don't think they're still an Instagram famous teacher. Let me see.
They're probably not even in teaching anymore.
It's potentially likely. I had someone on, too. It never went out, but someone made a comment about the fact that so many first-year teachers were immediately going to Instagram to, like, get Instagram famous. I think they were worried. That didn't go out either at the time because I think they were concerned that they were going to come off as judgy or whatever. Because, again, everyone that's, like, an Instagram teacher is still worried about being, like, perfect.
Sure.
But yeah, like for sure, I guarantee you. Let's see.
Oh, actually, yeah, I do follow one of those.
Gone. No.
No.
No account anymore.
Wow.
Done. I wonder if they're still teaching. Well, I don't know their actual last name, so I can't look that up. What were you gonna say? Sorry.
I was about. Well, they're kind of a comedian. Some middle school dude. I kind of can't stand him, but whatever.
There's some cringy ones. I followed at one point, like when I would actually like follow them on my personal account, a couple Australian teachers.
Oh, really?
Purely for the accents. Like it was really fascinating. Like elementary, middle, high school, just for the accents to see it happen. Like call and response, some lessons and stuff like that. Yeah. It was fascinating.
That's amazing.
All right. So this is something, this is not a new thing, but I realize I've never asked you this. And I had some of my students asking this and Katie and I talked about this at home the other day. So remember when you're, you know, I don't know if you did like folders in high school too, but when you're in elementary school or middle school, you had a folder, a notebook, and a textbook for each class, for right? Sure. Okay. So this is a really important question for you. We're going to go through different subjects. What, and you're going to tell me what color the folder / spiral was. Did you match it? So like if one class was red, it was a red spiral. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to just assume it's all matching. We're going to go with folders, but it could be folders / whatever.
Sure.
Math. What color was math?
Red.
Really? Okay. I think it was red for me. You said that right away. Annually?
Yeah.
You know, there was a year that my teachers in middle school decided for us what they were going to be?
Yeah, fuck that.
It was insane. Well, this
red
one.
Red because I hate math.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. You don't like red either? Is it because red lights?
Red is just color of hatred.
Color of hatred? Depends on the culture, right?
Yeah.
So here's this is a telling moment in our friendship at this point. What color was science?
Yellow.
No shit. Get out.
Yellow.
It wasn't green?
Uh-uh.
How is it not green? Earth science, green, green earth?
I don't know.
Leaves? What was social studies then?
Blue.
Blue is social studies for me too.
Yeah.
Because globe, a lot of water,
it's blue. My favorite color.
Favorite color? Yeah, that was part of it too.
My favorite subject, obviously.
What was English language arts then?
Green.
English was green?
Yeah.
What was science for you?
Yellow?
Damn.
I don't know why.
I don't either, man. I think you got to get that checked out.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think Katie said yellow was always social studies. And really? To me, that just seems wrong. It doesn't seem right. I feel like social studies was either red or it was blue.
I can see why you say that, yeah.
Yeah.
The globe is full of water.
Yeah, I stand by that to this day. And then the folders that I just so happened to have gotten for my students when I just ordered them in bulk, blue. So I actually looked this up. Let me see if I got the screenshot in here. So this is from you can see it's a crude picture of a screen, not even a screenshot. This is from Gemini. This is Google. It used to be called Bard, their AI software.
Yeah.
Says there's no single correct answer to folder color association. No shit. As it can vary based on personal preference and common associations. However, here are some commonly used and well-known color choices for different subjects. It says math is either red or blue, frequent choices, with red symbolizing energy and blue representing logic and problem solving. I didn't know that, but that makes it a lot of sense for social studies now. Science, green is often associated with nature and the environment, making it a popular pick for science folders. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're just wrong. English, blue and yellow are common contenders, with blue possibly reflecting creativity and yellow representing knowledge and learning. That's just every subject, though. That's a lazy one for, come on, Bard, or Gemini. Knowledge and learning, that's all subjects, except Adams. History, orange, red, or brown?
No.
The disrespect, with orange symbolizing exploration and discovery, red representing historical events. red represented energy when they're talking about math, what? But down here represents historical events, and brown evoking a sense of the past.
I don't get that.
I kind of do. Some of the past is kind of shit. So that one tracks. But what? And granted, it's AI, but yeah, those are the common ones. So math, red or blue. Green is science. English is blue and yellow, or blue or yellow. And then history is orange, red, and brown. In other words, the rejects. Huh. Like the orange starburst.
Yeah.
That's what that shit is. Isn't that crazy, though? Everyone has like a, no, that's wrong. No, that no, it has to be this. And here's why. And we all have our own weird little reasons. Why was yellow for English? No, you said...
Yellow was science.
Science. Why yellow again?
I don't know.
You don't think it's because it's it represents knowledge and learning, or whatever it said? Knowledge and learning?
No.
That's a fucking weird one. Did you have to get those little bungee cord book covers for your textbooks?
Yeah, I remember that shit.
Those were... And then the corners on the spine would always start to like fray a little
bit.
They'd
still give you, they'd make you pay if the corners were caved in.
Oh, on the you got new books then?
Yeah.
See, we didn't have new books. Well, for a couple subjects every so often we got new books, but it was usually old stuff.
It's hilarious. They have the math, when our math teacher uses the math book.
The geometry one?
The same geometry book that I used, yeah.
It's the same one that we used in middle school.
Oh, really?
Actually, yeah.
Same one. In high school. Shows you difference between the south side and north side here.
But yeah, I did recognize that one. Same thing with, so the AP book for my psych class is the second edition. I had the first edition when I was in high school.
Oh, wow.
But they bought the second edition because it was cheaper, even though I was like, we need the third edition. It's the most recent one with all the updates.
Jesus.
So we've just been rocking a 10-year-old book now.
Nice.
And now we have to get the fourth edition because they changed the entire course.
Yeah.
But I track how the book condition is, and like, they're not going to do shit. Like, some of these kids turn it back in, and there's like a cover missing. And I tell them, and they're like, okay, we'll put it on their feet. Nothing. I got like 6 books that never returned from the pandemic. Nothing happened to those
kids.
No
responsibility.
None. I did my part, though. But it's a moot point now because they got to replace them. So, who knows? Okay, so I guess last little piece, you and I have talked a little bit about, and we've had people that have written into the show talking about like transitioning out of teaching. There are so many teacher podcasts, by the way, that are former teachers.
Yeah.
All boasting about like them getting out and telling horror stories about, you know, their last year or, you know, things in general. Do you plan on getting like a summer job, or have you had a summer job since you started teaching? I know you've traveled, but...
I need to get a summer job, but the problem is only 1 month. It would be, just 1 month of
working. Because of travel.
Because travel.
Well, assume you didn't. Let's say it was, there for all, it's not really 3 months, it's like 2 1/4.
Yeah.
But you're there for 2 1/4 months. What would your summer job be?
Something mind-numbing.
Mind-numbing?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're talking like... sorting books at a library or like physical labor?
That'd be great.
The books or the labor?
Both.
Both? I don't know, man.
Dude, I worked at a liquor store for...
That would be a good one.
You 22 go back there. Years of my life, so...
Yeah. Well, I say I did a continuing ed course while I worked at the front desk at a gym this past summer and the one before that. Have you ever worked at a hardware store?
No.
That one's hard. That one's tough. Yeah. The hours are long. You get up super early. It's a physical job.
I really want to do parking. It'll be hot, but...
Like parking attendant?
Yeah. No, just sitting out there waving people on.
Oh, you're not going to be in a little booth?
Little office
desk?
Yeah.
See, I would want the booth, because then you could do stuff. What, you wave them along? What do you mean?
Yeah. No, just wave them along at baseball parks and stuff.
Like tell them which direction to go, or which parking spot?
Yeah, which parking spot, or whichever way to go. Right?
That's a necessary position right now?
Oh, yeah.
I guess people are idiots when they park, so that's true.
Yeah.
Like we're an actual lot with lines, or you're trying to direct him because
actual
there are
lot
no
with
lines? What the fuck? That's still what?
Okay, you're gonna come to the Sox game with me this year.
If you're buying, sure, yeah.
Oh, actually, I did get tickets because CPS gets
free
tickets.
Here's the only problem with that, though, is that when you go, you're probably gonna be seated next to someone else in CPS who's gonna be like, "Are you here for CPS?" And now you got to talk education when all you want to do
is get drunk and
watch a game.
I got 4 tickets, so.
Nice.
I'm going to bring just my high school buddies because, we're all Sox fans.
Yeah.
So I'm really just going for the garlic parmesan fries. That's why.
Yeah. Here's a nice thing,
too. Suck right now.
You get those four tickets. I guarantee you they're going to tell you, you know what? Go first row. This shit's empty in here. Because no one's going to those games. Yeah, nobody's.
Yeah, especially it's going to be March 2nd anyway, or April 2nd.
Oh, yeah. You're talking freezing cold rain, probably.
Oh, yeah.
I went to opening day once, and it was freezing at Wrigley.
Fucking hate opening day.
We got a little helicopter flyover and everything.
Yeah.
It's cold and miserable. Ted Lilly was the opening. No, I'm sorry. Ryan Dempster was the opening day pitcher that year. Yeah, back in the day. Well, I ask because I think about these people that have transitioned out of teaching. You know, there's a whole Facebook group called Get Out of Teaching.
No shit.
You got to answer a survey to get in to prove that you're a teacher and you mean well and you're not like a principal trying to poach these people. But it got me thinking about transferable skills if you do leave teaching.
Sure.
What do you think? Like, again, leaving the profession entirely, going into some other field, what do we offer, man? Like, I know there's stuff. I just can't think of any of it.
I know. That's a great question. I mean, multitasking, for sure.
Yeah, I guess we do. We could be a waiter.
Shit. I don't know, dude.
Paperwork, for sure. I feel like, because there's so many jobs where I'm like, yeah, what did you go to school for? And they'll be like, I went to school for marketing. I'm like, what do you do now? And they're like, I'm a manager at not a marketing firm. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess I'm like, in my head, I'm always wondering how, like consultants, for example, a lot of consultants, I'm like, how the fuck did you get into this when like you got a degree in, some of them were teachers.
Oh, really?
Or like had a degree in education, but never got a teaching job. And they went into consulting and they worked their way up there. And I'm like, is there a point to our degrees at all anymore? If you can get, as long as you have something, the BA, BS, MS, MA.
Well, it also depends on where you go, right? Because back in the day, you could get a degree in history and become a fucking marketing person, right? Now you can't because there's a whole marketing degree and.
Sure.
I don't know. I feel like it just depends on where you go.
Because I feel like even the school that you go to is less and less important now, too.
I don't know. I feel like if you still go to Notre Dame, if you go to Harvard, you're going to get a job in
there's the standouts. Whatever. But like, is it going to, you know, make or break if you're like 60-40 on one candidate and they're like, well, but this one went to, you know, an Ivy League school, but you still are like, you know what I mean? Is it really going to make that much of a difference anymore?
Yeah.
Do they even take the SAT?
People are fucking shallow. People are going back to the SAT. Did you see?
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. Yale is going back to SAT.
Okay. Yeah, they did kind of really quickly just abandon, you know, all standardized markers to be able to compare students. There's a lot of, you know, some of my seniors were blown away when schools like LSU didn't accept them. And we did like a GPA comparison. And like you and I both would know that this student would probably not get in.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't understand or didn't realize until we pointed out your 1.5 GPA just didn't cut it for LSU. No awareness.
Jeez.
Or like, remember how big of a deal it was to get ready for, we did the ACT, but like ACT, getting your college apps ready to go. Like you knew the deadline down to the wire, down to the minute exactly.
Dude, I took an ACT course.
Yeah. Well, some of our kids, I mean, one, they show up and wing it. Not all, but most of them do. And the number 99% of kids.
99% of them do.
Yeah. Well, there's one kid. Yep. Yeah, honestly, probably 99%. At least three kids were just unaware that a school that was their number one choice, that the deadline passed. They're like, I can't apply here anymore. I go, not this year, ma'am. Because they just had no awareness.
What school?
It was another student for LSU.
Yeah.
One for ISU. And I was like, that's your first choice, really? Okay. I don't remember the other ones, but like there were multiple kids that like their number one choice.
Jesus, they missed Christ. The deadline.
Like they didn't even start the application. I was like, you didn't think to look just to make sure you knew when you might want to get this shit done? And they're like, no.
That's horrible.
Just no. I mean, you're supposed to start preparing for this shit junior year. Our kids are doing it at the fucking
end of senior year.
End of senior year when, like, we were told if you're planning it senior year, you're fucked.
Yeah.
That's what we were told.
It was pretty much you're done by October, November of senior year.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, maybe even earlier if you get, like, early application to get early notice to plan ahead for your backups if you needed it. Like, your entire second semester as a senior is just maintain enough. Because, like, you got in, you know where you're going. You just got to not, like, screw up too much.
I can't even think what December I found out. Like,
yeah, I remember where I was when I, like, first, like, realized I was going to tell my teachers and stuff like that. Because I remember someone else was talking about being like, I'm not going to try anymore. And a security guard at our school was like, schools will reverse their decision if you suddenly fall off after admission.
Security guard.
Some of they were on it at our school. My high school, that is. But I was thinking about that. Transferable skills, and I don't know. I know that there are, but like, what are the, like, aside from like, you know, if someone's an instructional coach or goes into admin,
you
or
have
goes
to sit
into
down. You
curriculum.
Just have to sit down and think about it, because I mean, just dealing with a high stress environment like a classroom is a transferable skill itself.
Sure. Right? Yeah.
I mean, all the administrative work that we do. I mean, I went from the office into the classroom, right?
Right.
And there's definitely transferable skills there. So. Vice versa, there is.
Just on-the-job training, basically. That's what you got to rely on. Just be enough of an intellectual individual to be able to get in the room, get the job, and then go from there to learn everything.
I mean, you're dealing with 100 fucking insane personalities.
Sure.
Every day. That's huge. You know,
this just occurred to me too, because you mentioned personalities. I'm thinking about, let's just pretend our school closes, which is potentially very likely in the next year or two with the moratorium ending. I guess 2 to 3 years, I should say.
Yeah.
Could you imagine some of our colleagues trying to?
Oh yeah, they're fucked.
Transfer their skills.
They're fucked. They have no skills because they haven't done anything in potentially 10 years.
Yeah, I'm scared for them. Oh Jesus.
There are people that just sit in their classroom. And show movies all day.
Yeah. Everywhere, too, by the way. I've learned that it's not just in our building.
Oh, yeah.
It's more of an issue. And even up where we are right now in the world, which I was like, really? Even up here? Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I was just curious. If you think of anything, because now I'm not saying I'm leaving this profession or anything, but I was thinking about transferable skills, because we went to a field trip at a consulting firm. And that was the big thing. They were all like, yeah, no, this isn't my area of education.
Dude, consulting, so crazy.
I mean, that's a lot of on the job. You got to learn to become a expert on whatever the field is for whoever you're consulting.
Yeah.
But no, it was cool though. Great office.
Yeah,
they
could
take bathroom breaks whenever they fucking want. It's amazing. They give the kids or the kids. They give the employees food every day. Like lunch is on the, like that alone. Yeah. You're saving a couple thousand each year. But well, if you're listening, if you've got anything, transferable skills, I'm just curious. I know we know there's stuff. We just can't think because we're burnt out from this school year. Anything else before we wrap this one up?
No, I think that's it.
Yeah. We covered a lot, man. I mean, well, we're going on like 35, 40 minutes, something like that. But thank you guys for listening to this one. Again, every Thursday? We get episodes that we release every single Thursday. So just if you have a teacher friend, someone like that, just let them know about the podcast. Apparently, we're number 2 on the top 3. Again, they said top 3, and I'm like, so 3? The spot feed? Speed? I'm going to fuck it up. I'm not even going to try. But spread the word. That always helps out the podcast. Go to patreon.com/classroombrew if you want to support the show. Maybe you want a Classroom Brew t-shirt to rep it. But yeah, if you were drinking along with this one, my condolences. If you are driving or whatever on your way to work, to the school, or maybe you're on your way home, good luck with the Ides of March.
Yeah.
They're coming up.
Beware the Ides of March, everyone.
Let the teachers have a drink too.
This is Classroom Brew.